It's amazing sort of thinking of the streets filled with bicycles in those days and everyone queuing to clock in and what have you. What time did you clock in?
Supposed to be clocked in by 7:30. My general time was 7:33, just on the limit of not being paid for the first quarter. And that's a bad habit I've had all my life. Things never change.
Well, you were very punctual today. Was it a long working day, though? Was that partially why you turned up late?
No, I think I had a very good social life. It was hard in those days because as you got older, about 18, 19, 20, you could work three evenings a week overtime if there was enough work for you. And then, if you worked three evenings and there was work available on a Saturday, you could work a Saturday. And again, if there was enough work available, if you'd worked three evenings and a Saturday, you could work Sunday. Now, in those days, not only was I doing some overtime, I was also at college for one whole day a week. And if I remember rightly, two evenings a week as well. Plus trying to juggle a social life into it as well. So you can tell there weren't many hours in the day for sleep.
Was the stuff you were doing at college part of your Fielding's apprenticeship?
Yes. People used to do ordinary national and higher national certificates, which is what I did. And then there were city and guild certificates and others as well. For engineering, dependent on where you wanted to go in life and dependent on what your ability was as well. I was considered one of those with the ability to take the best of the examinations, and I did that and passed very successfully when I was 20. And as I said earlier on, I should have really gone to university, but I didn't know much about that in those days. I was just glad to be earning a couple of pence a week. In fact, I think my first year, I was getting £2.14 and 6 a week. So you can tell what the difference is between now and then. A lot of inflation since then. In fact, I've just got a letter saying that I'm going to get my pension from Fielding and Platt. And it's £2.12 a year.
Now?
Now. It really wasn't worth applying for. But
you have to be careful how you spend it.
I'm hoping they'll give me a lump sum, you know. I'm a poor pensioner now. I do need all this money.
So you were paid £2.14 at the start of your apprenticeship. Did that change throughout, or that was fixed throughout the years that you were there?
Yes, it used to rise every year. I think I can't remember now, but I could probably find the paperwork at home if I looked for it. I probably, over 5 years, rose to about £8 a week, if I was lucky. I don't even know whether it's that much, because I do remember... I remember some years later, and I'd got an engineering job in Worcester when I was 25. And even then, my salary was only £18 a week when I was 25. So I think maybe £8 a week at 20 probably was a lot more than I was actually earning in those days.
And how did the rates of pay differ when you were working overtime? Or weekends, were they significantly better?
Yes, I think it's traditional that weekdays you used to get a time and a third pay. Saturdays was time and a half, and Sundays was double time. So there was quite an incentive to work the three evenings and the Saturday morning, because then you could get the bonus payment on the Sunday of double time.
And how many hours would you have been working overtime, or did that depend on the nature of the jobs that you were doing?
Well, generally it was the three evenings a week, or 2 hours an evening. Saturday morning was 4 hours and Sunday morning was 4 hours.